Bob McEwen is a 78-year-old retired state trooper, and he splits his time, as many do, between his primary residence, his is in North Attleboro, and his place on the Cape in South Dennis. His favorite activity is going out for dinner. And when he started posting restaurant reviews on a popular Facebook page years ago, he gained more and more friends, many of them touched by his endearing references to his dining companion, the bride. He quickly found a loyal following, as much for his comments about the cocktails and apps as about his personal life. Those readers were already along for the journey when McEwen shared that his wife was facing the battle of her life, cancer. He went on to share details of her struggle and also finally her name, Lorna. Soon there were Lorna Strong posts and well wishes for a full recovery. Bob had met Lorna while commuting by train, each to a different school in Boston, from their shared home of North Attleboro. She was the pretty girl with a smile who unexpectedly obliged his request for a kiss when he showed her his Kiss Me, I'm Irish button. More than 15 years ago, McEwen began posting his reviews of the couple's dining adventures. But in March of this year, Bob would share impossibly sad news. After months of excruciating challenges and just days in the hospice care, Lorna died in Bob's arms as he was transferring her out of her chair into a hospital bed. Suddenly, Bob had joined a third of the Cape's elders who live alone and are vulnerable to the kind of loneliness that can rip a hole in your heart, especially this time of year when the days grow shorter and the nights colder. But here's where our story takes a turn. Bob picked himself up and eventually headed out his door, determined to find a table for one or a seat at the bar and to go on living. Bob found those tables for one, a seat at the bar, but so much more. Readers look for his reviews to voice their support and share their own stories. Maybe they'd been there too. These days, he calls himself a legend in his own mind. He's often hit up for selfies. Jason's Tavern in South Dennis has named his usual drink order the Golden Margarita with Grand Marnier, the Bobberita. In places he hasn't tried, well, they reach out to see if he'll come right about them. He gets messages weekly from those of similar age who've lost their own spouse or partner. They approach him in restaurants, too, often with the same question, how do I cope? The truth is, Bob's not always sure he can pull it off. He just spent his first Christmas in 58 years without his sweetie. Not an easy Yuletide at all. But Bob does have some advice for those lonely hearts. Do not keep a vigil for your loved one this New Year's Eve or in the year ahead. Get yourself to a restaurant with a local crowd. Go early. Sit at the bar. If you don't drink, order a Diet Coke. Meet people. Tell them your story. Put yourself out there. Do not go gentle into that good night. Look up from the menu, and you be the light. And watch what gets reflected back on you.